Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Discover how you can take charge of the all-new Corsa E on opel.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, we know only too well that there are large swathes of people who have been made unemployed due to the pandemic, while others who still have their jobs have had little opportunity to spend their cash and have managed to save thousands. So just how financially divided a society have we become? To talk about this and with some advice for both groups, I'm joined by financial planner Owen McGee. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Claire.
So first of all, to the people who have held on to their jobs and really haven't seen any change to their circumstances, we know because the evidence is there that those people have managed to save a lot of money since March of last year.
Yeah, so there's 2 million people whose wages stayed the same. Now, it might have been supported by things like wage subsidy or whatever else, or whatever other government supports were there. But there are 2 million people who are on the same salary and their expenses have fallen through the floor. They just don't have an opportunity to spend. And what the evidence and that the stats would show us at this stage is that those people saved and they put money into savings. And to put this in perspective, Claire, we would typically in an ordinary average month as households, and I'm talking about people in Ireland, I'm not talking about companies, I'm just talking about people. People in Ireland on average would save 443 million euros in a month. In the month of April last year, we saved 3,000 million. 3 billion euro is what we saved. And we now have over 123 billion sitting on deposit in Ireland. That has just, and that's actually, if you look at March of the previous year, we were talking about it was around 106. We have seen dramatic increases in the amount of money we have sitting on deposit. And this is just a reflection of what's going on. People are still working. Some people will argue the people who are working and making those wages, they would argue that they're working much harder. Their pressure is higher. Their efficiency levels are higher. And they've got all the extra stresses of childcare and everything else that goes with trying to work from home. But they don't have an ability to spend. And they have all this money now sitting, waiting to explode, hopefully, back into the economy when the economy opens up again.
And that's why some people predict that once this is over, whenever we get to that point, that there will be a boom in the economy. But right now, if people have those savings sitting there, what's your advice to them? Should they just leave it there until things open up again? Or is there something that they can do with it now that would help them in the long or medium term?
One of the things, and for some people, they haven't saved before. Like they don't have this type of savings. It's accumulating up. They're looking at it in the bank account. One of the things is, like, let's get the basics right first, Claire. If you're sitting there with savings and you're also sitting there with a credit card balance outstanding, like, or any other what I call crappy debt. If you've got debt that's there that just shouldn't be there, short-term debt, personal loans, credit union loans, this is a great time to clear this stuff up, because if you can clear up those loans and still be left with a bit of savings, you haven't just changed your year, you've changed your entire financial future. So make sure you look after that stuff and you look after the real basic stuff first and the things that just shouldn't make sense, that you sort that stuff out. But also, just remind yourself here for a second, you might have been lucky enough in the past that maybe once a week you went out for dinner. You can't do that right now. And what I would say is you've got a choice. You can decide that that money is just going to disappear into whatever else you put on your laptop one evening and you buy online, or you can put the money that you used to spend on the things you enjoy doing, put that aside and build up what I might call a war chest or a fun fund, whatever you want to call it. Build up a pot of money that when the economy opens up again and when you can start going to restaurants, is the example I'm using, that you can go out and maybe do something a little bit nicer for yourself. So maybe you used to go for dinner once a month or once a week. If you build up a bit of a fun fund, when the economy opens up, maybe you go away for a weekend instead of just away out for a night to eat. And it's really important that we do remember that we're saving this money right now, and people who are lucky enough to be doing it, we have to put it back into the Irish economy. There is nobody sitting in a little village in Italy who is saying, oh, you know what I must do? I must go and buy in a local shop in Ireland. The only person who's going to buy in a local shop in Ireland is Irish people. So if there is, and particularly for the businesses that you really like, whether it's a shop or a restaurant or whatever it is, there is a responsibility on the 2 million people who are making money to actually make sure that those businesses are supported and that they're still there in 12 months' time when this will all be over. So what I would say is be very conscious about building the money, sorting your own house out first in terms of the silly finance you have hanging around, getting rid of that, but making sure that you consciously put money aside to say, I'm going to blow that, and I'm going to blow it on the Irish economy when the economy opens up, and I'm going to enjoy doing that.
Yeah, or even get a couple of takeout meals from a restaurant now and try and help them as they're going through the roughest part of this. And I know, certainly anecdotally over Christmas, lots and lots of people were trying to buy from Irish retailers specifically to help out. Now, I want to talk to you about the people who are not so fortunate, and we know there are so many of them, hundreds of thousands, who were happily working away in March in very secure jobs, doing quite well for themselves, and their work, their earnings, their income, their livelihoods, they've just evaporated, just gone.
Yeah, and you know what, Claire, for probably if we talked about this back in March or April, what I'd be saying is there's people sitting at home who have lost their job for the very, very first time. There's those same people could have lost their job three times now in the last 9 or 10 months. It's an really, really difficult place to be. And what I would say to you is that if you're sitting at home and you're just wondering, where's my next pay packet coming from? I know social welfare, but when am I going to be able to go out and work and earn money for myself again? You need to take the control back. And the only way you're taking control back is because you're feeling miserable about your finances. And I can't talk about how you're feeling other than your finances, but you're feeling miserable about your finances because you feel like you've lost control. So take the control back again. Look at how much money is in your bank account. Give every euro a job. Start deciding to take control of the money. Work out when is the next social welfare payment coming in. And once you take back some of that control, it makes you feel a bit better. Now, the other thing though to take from this, and we would have this in private practice, I'd have this all the time where we might have a senior exec who gets made redundant and they're let go and they come into us and we've maybe been clients for years and I talk to them about, they just say the world has fallen apart and it didn't work out in the job and they don't know where it is. Honestly, 12 months later, we're sitting with them and they tell us that it's the best thing that ever happened to them. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, that's what happens. What I would say is if you are in that awful position, I know it feels awful. You can't see what the future looks like. But remember, you're at rock bottom from a career perspective right now. You can go absolutely anywhere you want. This is the time for you to decide, I want to make a career change. I want to do this for the rest of my life. What is it? Because any job you get is going to be better paid than what you're on right now on social welfare. And therefore, you can choose to do whatever it is you want to do. And it's a real time for reflection for people because you're feeling awful about the way things are. So it's in your control to change that and go into any job. Not only that, Claire, employers are very understanding as to why you haven't been in work. This is not your fault. This has nothing to do with you, the fact that you're out of work. So employers who are new employers are looking and saying, yeah, I understand that. That's fine. And you made a decision to change career at the same time, you use the time well to reflect on what it is you want to do with the rest of your life.
And Owen, have you come across this situation happening in couples where one is continuing on with work, no change, and the other person is one of the people you've just described there who just cannot work since March of this year or maybe has lost their job a couple of times in the intervening time?
Yeah. And where it causes a problem is, particularly if it was the main breadwinner and has had that role for years, and she or he is now not the main breadwinner and the other person's out at work and is providing. That can be a real shift in a relationship. And the important thing to remember here, with all problems, but particularly with money, you might think it's okay, but the other person is suffering or vice versa. And it's really about communication. And I know that sounds very simplistic view on it, but what you need to do is you need to actually don't let this stuff fester. Don't be worrying about, like, again, a couple and a couple who are together shouldn't fight about this, but will fight about this. And it will cause angst amongst them if they're not very honest with each other about how they're feeling.
Owen, you're back on the television tonight and your programme is focusing in this series about these sorts of problems, isn't it?
Yeah, so particularly tonight, so we've half eight tonight on RTE1, How to Be Good with Money, but we've a really interesting story because what we do is we follow someone who's self-employed and we fill in with them all throughout last year as different lockdowns hit us and just the impact that it had on her business. And it's a really nice show tonight. As with How to Be Good with Money, people who watch it know that each episode will focus on a different person's circumstances or couple's circumstances. People should resonate with different people throughout the show, but you should get something from every show. But if you're self-employed, tonight in particular is a good one to watch.
Okay, that's half eight tonight on RTE1. Owen McGee, thank you very much for talking to us. Let's go straight to the newsroom now and to Brian Jennings.